Thank you, Otis. Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, the Chair Pro Tem of the Pacifica National Board. It's January 18th, 2018, and it is 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm calling this Pacifica National Board open meeting to order. I've invited Parliamentarian John Tatum to be on the call, and he'll be texting with me unless I ask him to say something to us. So, Aki, do we have quorum?
Oh, yeah, more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, let me go down the thing. Grace Allen?
Here.
Okay, Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Okay, Jonathan is here. David Beaton? Okay, I don't see David at the moment. Jim Brown? Brown is here. Adriana? Kessler? Present. Okay, present. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Crozier is here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Davis is here. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Diaz is here. Rhonda Garner?
Present.
Nice. Yeah. Jane Goodman.
I'm here. Thank you.
Good. I see you. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jacobs here. Dwayne Rock.
Present.
Dwayne still. Come over.
Here. Yeah.
Offer is here. Suing Roberts. Yeah. Suing.
Present.
Okay, Mansoor Sabah?
Hazir.
Hazir, okay. Tian Scruggs?
Here.
Scruggs is here. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Steinberg is here. Tanaka is here. Tenba? Chibanda? Tenba is here. Okay. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Turner is here. Maskira? Washington?
Here.
Jessica is here. Nancy, of course. Nancy is here.
I'm here.
Chesworth. Okay, very good. Okay, so only one more than missing is David Beacon. It's 21 people. So on with the show.
Mr. Secretary, are there any excused absences?
No, there haven't been any excused absences.
Okay. May I have volunteers to be timekeepers?
I can do both. So Aki can
speakers.
I can do both of them, the category and personal, so Aki can concentrate on taking notes.
Okay, thank you.
Aki, could you, since the report out just went up onto the website, for the last two meetings, could you please read those report outs from the last two closed meetings, please? Do you have
okay.
Those?
Yeah, I have them. Let's see, hang on a second. So this is a report out for the what's that?
The request for information. Benito.
What do you want, Benito?
I just request for information. Are these? It's what Aki is getting ready to read. Is that what was originally? What was
the report out from the phone session? Okay.
What was originally? My question is. Is that what was originally agreed? Or, yeah.
That's what the report out is, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Aki.
Okay, so this is for the January 4th report that is PNV voted on some specific negotiation points with ESRT. PNV voted to select a lawyer to review loan contracts. PNV voted to hire an IED. Full announcement to follow up background check. All right. And then on the January 11th, the report out is, PNV met in closed session to discuss the progress on the preparation of loan documents or loan to pay off ESRT summary judgment. PNV voted to reopen the polls for affiliate election for 4 days until January 15, 2018 at 11:45 p.m. Eastern Time for those who have not voted. So those are the two report outs.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So now we'll go to agenda approval. The secretary, so he emailed the draft agenda.
Chair?
Yes.
Didn't you want to address the deterring board members first?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the last meeting of the 2017 board that's scheduled, and so I just wanted us to thank the members who are retiring from the board at the end of this year's session. We don't have any, who knows, we may have one, unless we call a special meeting, this will be the last meeting of the 2017 board. And so I'm asking Aki to send a list of the people that are not continuing, and I want to especially take the time to thank them for their service, and I would encourage all of you to do that, and I would like you to, for each person, think about that person and think about something positive that they have contributed to us. I know we, it's hard for us to know each other over the phone, but I have come to appreciate things about each person that's on board, and I think if we can do that, it will help us to be understanding and of each other, and to try to understand where everybody's coming from. And be open-minded when, try to understand what people are saying and what their purposes are, and that they have the best intention for Pacifica. So I just wanted to thank everyone who has been with us this year and who will be no longer with us next year, and just thank you very much for stepping up to this very difficult task of being a director of Pacifica. So thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you,
Adriana, point of information.
Yes, Adriana, what's your request for information?
I'm a little confused with the agenda because we have one from the secretary, but we have the one that the three directors that called these meetings sent before, two different agendas.
Oh, right. Okay. You are right. I had asked Aki to combine them, and maybe I should not have done that, but what time did the one from the people that called the meeting come in? What time was that? My apologies. That's my mistake. What time did that come in?
I'm trying to look at, I don't know.
And I'm wondering if about
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay, thank you. And can you tell me, if you looked at the one that Aki sent, is everything that was on the 2 p.m. agenda on the 6:30 agenda? No doubt there are extra things that the callers of the meeting did not have on their agenda.
Well, I can tell you a little different that I see is about the roster of KPFK that have like four KPFK members, and the case number and the order of the judge for seeing Sharon Brown, that is one.
That is on...
Another difference? Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. What item is that on the caller's agenda?
It's in the
box.
Wait, I didn't hear
that. The roster in the box that contains the members' names.
Right.
KPFT Director Dwayne Lark is missing from the secretary's agenda. And Mansell Sabah is on the secretary's agenda when, in fact, the judge had said that it should be Sharon Brown on the
board. No, it's not. That's not true. Point of clarification. That's not true.
Oh, what a lie.
Wait, I'm sorry. Dwayne was not on the secretary's agenda?
No, he's not on it.
And what was the other thing? I'm sorry.
And Mansour Sabah is listed as the fourth director from KPFK, ran on October 26th. Judge Julia Spain ordered that Sharon Brown be restored to this PID.
Right.
Point of privilege, Mansour.
Yes, Mansour.
Yes. The case is in the appeals court. So the status of my status being on PNB, it remains till a judge is rendered a decision on that. So this is really a bogus idea to put in a fourth person from KPFK. So, and if you have any other issues about this, you can call our counsel who's dealing with this issue. And that's it. Thank you.
Dr. Lusak.
I haven't made a ruling or anything on this. Why?
That's fine. It has to be said because something was said that it wasn't true. So
that's why. Privilege, right. Okay.
Yes.
Bill, what is your... Pardon me?
I have an amendment to the agenda.
We're not at that yet. We're not at that point yet. I'm just looking at we're just looking at the differences between the two agendas. So we need to use the agenda that the callers of the meeting, because they call the meeting, and so they get to call the agenda. And I'm sorry I messed that up. That's my fault. Are there any? So we're using the we're going to use the agenda that was sent in by the callers of the meeting at two this afternoon. And so, does everybody have that?
This is Catherine. I have a question, please.
Yes, Catherine.
Despite who may have sent the agenda, isn't it still appropriate to add things to the agenda? We would just have to vote on it.
We can still take amendments. It hasn't been voted on yet.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And point of privilege once again, Mansoor.
Yes, Mansoor.
So I would like to, whoever has sent the agenda, I don't care. And I would like the KPFK's PNB members to include my name in the meeting. Thank you.
Point of order.
Yes. Is that Alex?
Yes.
Yes, Alex.
My point of order is that regardless of who calls the meeting, it is the responsibility of the secretary to provide the draft agenda. Of course, the people who are calling the meeting should convey to the secretary what they wish to be on the draft agenda, but it should be the secretary who actually submits the draft agenda. Otherwise, we're going to just have a lot of chaos.
Okay. All right. You're right. You're right. Okay, I think you're right. A point well taken.
Madam Chair. Adriana.
Adriana, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I think that the member is mistaken because he's being called. The purpose is for the director that called the special meeting. And the agenda is not the secretary's agenda. It's the draft agenda from the chair of the board. I mean, it's your draft agenda. It's not the secretary. The secretary should follow what you tell the secretary to follow. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So a couple of things. I also resent it to you guys at 7:58 because I needed to get the... I wanted to get the dates that the draft minutes were initially sent out, so I stuck that in. The other difference between the 2 o'clock version and the 8 o'clock version is that I think I added one word to my motion, and I hope to remember that word by the time we come to it. I think ever or something. Anyway, so those are the only two changes between the 2 o'clock version and the 8 o'clock version, and in the interest of time, I see that closure... Aki has added closure's bankruptcy motion to the draft agenda. So I guess that would be one of the things we would want to take up. But I urge folks to, you know, let's get on with it. I also corrected the time certain to 10:30 because as opposed to 10:15, the original, the 2 o'clock version said 10:15, the 8 o'clock version said 10:30 because I double-checked the posting on the calendar and it was for 10:30. So we can't begin a closed session before the notice time. We can do it after, you know, but we cannot start before. So that's, those would be the differences. And while I want to make a motion, but I don't know if I can do that after that explanation or if I need to get back on the stack. Let me know, please.
What time is your agenda, please?
Sorry?
Yeah, what time is it? What, did you resend your agenda?
7:58 Eastern.
7:58, okay. I see it, okay.
Chair, this is Tanaka.
Yeah.
Can I address Otis? Otis?
Go ahead. We're trying to establish this agenda. We're using so that we can approve it or amend it or whatever. Figure out which one of these agendas is the one to be using. Okay. And then we can amend it as needed. Okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to check with Otis whether the meeting is actually being streamed. I'm not quite sure which link is working.
It's on the regular meeting, the one that was posted first.
Okay, so I go to direct link. It's 6280.
Are you saying we're not being streamed?
I wasn't able to. I'm not getting the stream here, so.
Hold on, let me look.
Is anyone else getting a report on the stream not being streamed?
At least one person has confirmed that they're hearing the stream.
Okay,
you did the first posting. But
okay,
not necessarily
good.
The first link, but the first posting.
Okay, thank you. Good.
May I make my motion?
It's streaming. I can only stream on one of the two, and I'm streaming on the one that
right,
was posted
that's fine.
First.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I got to report it's being streamed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So may I have a motion to approve the agenda? The agenda.
Motion to approve agenda.
Okay, we're going with the one that was sent at 7:58 by Serene.
Madam Chair, point of privilege again. Unless the name has been changed, the name has been changed to Mansoor Sabah and not the fourth person, yes.
You want to change the agenda to have your name.
Absolutely. I'm a KPFK representative on Pacifica National Board, so I'm not the fourth person. I have a name. Chair, this is Tahaka.
Yes, Aki.
Also, the Serene also acknowledged that Bill Collier did submit an item to the agenda for bankruptcy approval. So we have to place that somewhere.
Point of order.
Okay. I haven't had a second to approve the agenda yet.
So moved.
Well, I said so moved, and then Mansoor said he makes the motion. So you've got two people, even if nobody used the word second.
Okay.
And I made a stipulation for my motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. Yes, Bill.
And this is a substitute just to adopt the secretary's agenda because it has all the other stuff in it and it has Mansoor's name. And then I'll add that please add Duane Lark's name to the KPFT list. So I'm making that as a substitute to adopt that agenda.
I second that.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
When I wrote to the board this morning saying I was going to get the agendas to folks by 2:00, and anyone who wanted to add anything should make sure they got that out to the board by 1:00, we did not receive, or 12:30 or whatever the time was, I don't remember, but I did not receive anything from Crozier. Crozier sent nothing to the board within that time. But on the agenda that Ashi has created, Crozier's motion, which came later, is placed above other motions. So I object to that proposed change of agenda. The fact is that if someone doesn't call a meeting and doesn't know the purpose of the meeting and doesn't know the items to be discussed, I don't understand why they would be charged with preparing an agenda. It just doesn't make sense. There's been no consultation. This has been an unfortunate habit of this board where especially called meetings are essentially hijacked when other people prepare an agenda and load it up with items. If a special meeting is called, the directors who call the meeting are the ones who are setting the agenda. That's why it's called a special meeting.
You're right. And it was my mistake to... I was assuming that Aki was taking everybody's suggestion for the agenda and melding it into one.
Not once in his term as secretary has Mr. Tanaka ever done that. There's never been a call for agenda items. There's no process by which things get onto the agenda.
Today I asked for items to the agenda, and I asked Aki to put the items that you had sent onto the agenda, and I should have done it the other way around. But instead, I made a mistake, and I had Aki put your stuff on his agenda.
Let's just vote and move on. It's 9:15.
Mansoor would like to address that issue.
Okay, I have Bill.
Mansoor would like to address the issue, too.
I heard you, Mansoor. Bill is first.
Sure. Okay, well, I just asked Aki to keep the stuff on there that had been lingering in the agendas from before. That's my motion. It shouldn't have to be added explicitly because normally we carry over things from past agendas.
It's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting that you told Aki that and did not copy the chair.
He's the secretary.
The chair is supposed to know what's going on, Bill. You're supposed to communicate with the chair. Okay?
Okay, I apologize, but
the chair is supposed to, all right? Now, and then we wouldn't have had this confusion, okay?
Point of information.
who's that? Could you please say your name when you're asking for the floor? Because I don't know exactly.
I'm not sure.
I cannot recognize everyone's voice. If you could please say your name.
Miss Sabrina.
Thank you, Sabrina. You have the floor.
Okay, so you as chair need to set the parameters to as far as submitting the agenda items. There's all this finger pointing as there needs to be some type of parameter set by you as the chair, since you're the chair pro tem, or by whoever you want to appoint to do so. I just wanted to put that out there because we're just spending all this extra time on blaming people. I'm done. Thank you.
I am supposed to ask for items for the agenda.
Okay, right. But set parameters, right? Parameters, structure.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm done.
All right. So what we're going to do is the one that has everything combined in it, which I had asked for agenda items, okay, and Aki put them all on one agenda, okay. So we're going to vote on each thing on the agenda, on Aki's agenda, and then we'll vote whether or not to have them.
Madam Chair, I thought I wanted to speak on this issue before you take a vote. If it's okay, Mansoor.
Yes, go ahead, Mansoor.
Just to add to what Alex said, I think it's right. Just like any other businesses, when they're having a meeting, there's a secretary, and that person puts the agenda together, no matter who calls the meeting. But it's the secretary's job to put the agenda together and send it out. So if we practice in regular business, this is how the function, division of labor is, and I will wholeheartedly agree with the agenda should come from the secretary. Thank you very much. I'm done.
Benito for the stack.
Okay, you've spoken before. I'm not going to take any more from anybody that has spoken before. We're going to go and vote on each item on the agenda. So, Aki, could you please read each item on the agenda, and we'll vote on whether or not that should be on the agenda.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Aki, go ahead and go ahead. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, there's only one difference between the two agendas in terms of the items on the agenda. And the issue is whether the bankruptcy motion is at number 7 or... Because everything up to 6 is identical. And everything...
Okay.
So there's only one item, where to place the bankruptcy motion.
All right, thank you. That's very helpful.
The board wants to do the bankruptcy motion.
Okay. Okay, so let's... So for Aki's agenda, is there anyone who wishes to amend the agenda?
Which one?
Aki's agenda, the one that was sent at 6:37, the original one that I called out.
Madam Chair, this is Benito.
Yes, Benito. What's your reason for asking for the floor?
Well, you just asked if there's people that want to speak to the agenda. Or want to amend in any way.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I object to number 7 on Aki's agenda, motion for bankruptcy authorization, for the same reasons I've given meeting after meeting, week after week, for at least the last 3 months.
Second to this amendment?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Should I clarify my reason?
I think we're just gonna try to. I thought you did. You said it was for the same reason.
I cut myself short too quick, maybe.
Well, is it really necessary? I think we all know the reason. Is it really necessary?
For the people on the stream.
All right. Go ahead.
Bill?
Yeah, just that the reason why this motion should be taken or not be put on the agenda or taken off, however we want to see it, is because we have already voted essentially, substantially the same motion down week after week, month after month, meeting after meeting, we wrote it down, and Mr. Crozier comes back with 2 or 3 words changed, and then we're supposed to vote on this again. Give me a break. This is dilatory.
Bill, for the stack.
Point well taken. So I'm going to rule that this is dilatory to have this on the...
For the stack, may I speak?
Are you challenging my ruling?
Yes.
This is TM. I challenge your ruling.
Okay, go ahead.
Me? Bill?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, this motion has never been discussed. It's been on the motion for several weeks. We never got to it. It kept getting put off and moved to executive session, and then we never got to it. It's much more detailed than previous ones, and it is different. And we have some additional, more later news that makes it even more important, which we can discuss when we get to the motion, which you've had by email. So it's not dilatory, it's different, and it's very important. And, you know, we're talking about survival of Pacifica. We need to be looking at this and openly discussing it so that we can, you know, discuss the pros and cons.
What's dilatory is that we've already decided that this is not appropriate for open session. That's what's dilatory, is that you're trying to put in an open session again and on this agenda again.
Sabrina can have it
in closed session. PM, you have the floor.
Excuse me.
PM?
I don't consider it dilatory because it should be considered for open session. I think we should be working for transparency.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, now, okay, I'm gonna take a vote on my ruling, please. The ruling,
okay,
please take a vote on my ruling that this motion is this number 7 is dilatory and it should not go on this agenda.
Okay. All right. So
we've voted it off before.
We're voting to uphold the ruling of the chair that bankruptcy authorization does not belong on the agenda. Okay. All right. Grace,
in the open session.
Yes,
I uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Open session, Aki. It's open session.
Point of order.
Well, it just says it doesn't belong on this agenda, awesome agenda.
Well, okay, please, Jonathan, go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, Jonathan, Alexander. Jonathan? Okay, let me get back to you. David Beaton.
David. No. No.
Beaton is no. All right, Jim Brown. Jim Brown?
I'll uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Brown is yes. Adriana?
I vote yes.
Okay, Adriana is yes. Bill Colger?
No.
Colger?
And Jonathan's having trouble calling back in.
Okay. All right. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Okay. Davis is yes. Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Ron Lagana?
No.
Lagana is no. All right. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Okay. Good. Abstain. Sabrina Jacob.
What's the disrespect?
No.
Sabrina is down. All right. Dwayne. Dwayne Moss?
Yes.
Dwayne is yes. Cam Wolfer.
Pass.
Okay. Cam Wolfer passes. Sabrina Roberts. Sharon Roberts, all right, very good, thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
I'll pass.
Okay, Mansoor passes. Now, TM strikes. TM?
No.
TM is no. Steinberg?
The motion belongs in closed session only, so I vote in favor of the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Alex Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is no. Femba? Shibanda?
Yes.
Temba is yes. Andrea Taro?
The members must know, so I'm not upholding the chair's position at all.
Okay, Andrea is no. All right, Washington? Okay, very good.
Yes.
This is, okay, Muscular is yes, all right. And Nancy Solder? Oh, we're going to get to Jonathan first. So we're voting to, the motion is to take the bankruptcy authorization off the open agenda. So yes means that you'll be taken off, and no means that you'll stay in the open agenda.
I vote no, but there's still a problem with my phone.
Oh, okay.
When I dial in using my code, I either get music or the recording says that I'm the only person on the call.
Okay, let me get you another number. Let me get you a secondary number that you can try. Okay, let me do...
Okay, I'm driving. I'll pull over and check my email.
Okay, Ken Balfour?
Thank you.
Yes.
Kendall is yes, all right. And Mansoor Sabah? About the this item belongs to the closed session.
Okay, all right. And then Nancy Soder? Is that us?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy, yes, all right.
I'm sorry. What is the vote of
okay. What is Serene? Did you get Serene?
Yes, see. Hang on just a minute. Let's see. No, I never got Serene. Serene, have you voted? I missed you.
I don't know. What's the vote? What's the tally? No, I'm not discussing bankruptcy at this point. Thank you. So you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Sustain the chair's ruling.
Okay, all right. Very good. So it's 13 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. So chair's ruling is upheld. All right. So we go.
Thank you, Aki. So we're gonna remove that item from the agenda. And also there was another amendment to the agenda was the time to start it.
Right.
10:30 was it?
Yeah, 10:30. All right. We changed
it to
10:30.
That was the difference that needed to be added between the two agendas.
May I stick to the 10:30 issue? I brought it up.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so the 10:30 doesn't so much need a vote as it's just a correction. I put 10:15, but in double-checking the calendar, I saw that the closed session doesn't start until 10:30. But I actually wanted to propose that we go longer if needed to complete the agenda as it's set now, because while I know there are important things we need to do in closed session, many of the things we need to act on were sent, you know, like right before this meeting. I'm not voting on any of that stuff, and I don't think we should. Folks haven't had time to read it. So I think we should stay open for as long as needed and call a second or emergency or continuation closed session for next Tuesday. But I object to voting on those documents and stuff that were just sent to us minutes before the meeting started.
Next.
Madam Chair, point of information for Claire from the agenda.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to disagree. Could you repeat yourself?
Yes, I said how much is left from the 10 minutes agenda plan?
I'm not sure how much time is left on your.
Well, the time has come and gone, but we just keep adding. So, no, it's real overdue already with the agenda.
Okay. So, could we, Madam Chair?
Benito to the stack.
I have a parliamentary.
We haven't finished the time issue, okay?
Okay.
Is that what you're addressing, Sween?
Yes, that's exactly.
I wanted to find out how I would propose
Madam
that we separate.
Benito, please stop interrupting. Serene has the floor. Serene has the floor.
Well, I spoke to you. That you spoke to me, Madam Chair, first.
Serene has the floor.
Thank you. I wanted to suggest that we get another person to handle the timing of the agenda items, because if we can't control the flow of time there, we're screwed.
Oh, I thought you were going to
I don't know what the department. Well, I did. I made a motion that we stick to the agenda once it's set, but that we go beyond 10:30 if necessary, you know, to
see what
we need to open the agenda.
Okay, so you want to remove time? You want to remove time certain?
No, I don't want to remove it entirely. There are things that we need to do in closed session, but many of the things that we thought of allotted for closed session did not come to the board in a timely enough manner to be dealt with tonight, I believe, and therefore
this,
I would prefer.
This is Grace for the
Wait
staff.
Wait a second, Grace. No, Grace, you don't have the floor. What is this?
She
Wait. Could you all please wait until the person who's speaking stops speaking before you ask for the floor? Thanks. Okay, go ahead, Serene. Can I just summarize here? So we just want to have adjourn with no set time on it. That's how you want to amend the agenda.
Not really. I do want us to have a definite end to the open session. Maybe someone else can help me phrase this so that it's complete. But I'm saying that if we need 15 more minutes to finish the open agenda, I would rather we take that 15 minutes and finish the open agenda for this old board rather than carry, stuff over or move stuff or whatever the case is.
Okay, I got you. Any objections to that?
Absolutely.
I have a point of information.
Wait, I think Grace was next, please. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, we have very serious matters to discuss in closed session.
Thank you.
They're very serious. We should not be bogged down in procedural items or items in either the closed or open session that are of junior importance to getting the business of this foundation done at this very serious moment. So I object to any extension of this meeting, and I would hope that we can move to the closed session as quickly as possible. If necessary, we should end this open session early so that people can read whatever they need to read to prepare themselves for the closed session. However, I won't make that as a motion. I'll just say that I object to this effort to extend this meeting any longer than absolutely necessary.
Thank you. Jan, you have some information? Jan, you have the floor?
No, I have a question. And my question is, I don't see a point with regard to retaining interim executive director on the agenda and on either agenda, and I'm wondering if I'm looking at the wrong agenda or if it's on there somewhere.
It's not on there.
No background check.
No, it's not on there. It's not on either agenda.
The background check was completed by Bill.
And you should send it to the board because the board is in charge.
This bill, I asked
not
that it be added to the executive session agenda.
That background check.
Okay, so let's. I'll make.
Can we address that when we get to the closed session?
I'll save it to the closed session. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So can we vote on
this? The details of the background check might be closed session, but why they refuse to share it with the board is something that everybody's entitled to know. I'd sure like to know.
I think that's also a closed session. I think that
directors' rights are not a closed session.
That's right. You're right. Bill, could you please send that background check to the board, please? That's important to
me. May I clarify?
They have the right to see the background check. They have the right to inspect any employee records. Except for the HIPAA, anything restricted by the HIPAA regulations. So could you please send that to the board?
IED also held up the same standard that board members don't have the right to see personnel records, not just...
Don't misquote people.
No, I don't believe that's true. I checked with the previous ED about that, and that's not true. So the only restriction is HIPAA, but the directors are able to go in and see all the employee records. And how can the directors approve the background check if they can't see the background check? They
to the chair of the personnel committee, and they should trust because of the other review.
Well, they should be able to see it. They have the right to see it.
Dwayne Mark request.
Dwayne, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I don't believe this is debatable. You've made
a determination in the best interest of the foundation. If Mr. Crozier want to challenge that, he should follow your instructions or be found in contempt.
Right, well, Turkin, let me see. I see three hands up. Mansoor, Grace, and Jan. Mansoor wants to be on the stack. Grace, were you already on the stack? Can I take that off? And
you can take that off.
Okay. And
you can take me off as well because I was objecting to endless meeting, open session meeting that
okay.
Grace
okay.
spoke about that. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
You can take me off also.
Okay. Okay. Rhonda, you had a point of privilege.
No,
number
I
three.
Did not.
You did not. Okay. All right. Never mind.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't do it on purpose. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. No, that's all right. We're all learning the system. Okay. So can we just vote on this agenda, please?
Okay. Well, we had to vote on the 10:30. There was objection to having it open-ended.
Oh, okay. So if you want to extend the meeting past 10:30, it has
vote
to be.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and take the vote, Aki.
All right. Grace, I need to qualify the vote, please. Benito.
Sorry?
We're voting on.
We're voting now. Go ahead, Aki.
Okay. I need
we're voting on extending the time of the meeting past 10:30.
So what is yes and what is no?
Yes means extend. No means that do not extend. Okay.
Okay. So Grace Ann?
No.
Okay. No. Jonathan?
No.
Okay, Jonathan's no. David Beaton?
No.
Beaton is no. Okay, Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Okay, Adriana? Kashmir?
Pass.
Pass, all right. Bill Crozier?
No.
Crozier's no. Catherine Davis?
No.
Davis is no. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Pondagano?
No.
Garner is no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Goodman is no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Jacobs no. Dwayne Mark?
Pass.
Okay, Dwayne Park. Ken Lawford?
No.
Lawford is no. Celine Roberts?
Oh, I don't care at this point. We're done.
Okay. All right. Mansoor Sabah?
Yeah, time's been wasted. No, thank you.
Okay. No. James Cooks?
That pass.
Pass. All right. No, Alex Steinberg?
No.
Steinberg is no. Tanaka is no. Tamba Shibanda?
No.
Shibanda is no. Andrea Turner? Andrea? No. Mosquera, Washington?
No.
Mosquera is no. Nancy Soldin? I didn't make it very close. Miss Jim Brown?
No.
Okay. Brown is no. Adriana Kasanev?
Abstain.
Okay. Abstain. All right. And Dwayne, you also abstain?
No.
I mean, you passed. Okay. No. No. All right. And then TM Scribes, you passed.
I'll vote no.
Okay. No. Andrea Turner? No, let me give. All right. Nancy Solomon?
Abstain.
Okay. So we have three abstentions. And 18 no. So, okay. So we go to agenda approval. Is there any objection?
As amended.
As amended, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any objections? Chair?
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to table.
I move to approve the minutes. Chair Goodman.
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Benito.
Yes. Take a vote, Aki.
Okay. So this is on the minutes approval. Yes means to approve the minutes, and no, it's a no. Okay, Grace Ann?
Which ones are we talking about right now? Which one?
The ones on the agenda?
Yes.
That would be December 21st, December 28th, January 4th, and January 11th. Open meeting.
All right. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan is yes. David Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown? No, I didn't get that. Jim, Adriana, question that?
No.
Okay. No, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes. All right, Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Ron Degano?
Abstain.
Okay, Ron abstains. Jane Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. All right, Serena Jacobs? Sabrina?
Abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Dwayne? Block?
No.
Okay, Block is no. Ken Moffler?
Yes.
Moffler is yes. Serene? Roberts?
No.
Okay, Roberts is no. Marcel Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. TM Sparks?
Yes.
TM is yes. Okay, Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, Sandler is yes. Tanaka is yes. Timber? Shibanda?
No.
Shibanda is no. Andrea Turner? Minutes approval? Andrea? No, let me get that to you. Mosquera? Washington?
No.
No. Yes. Let me give it to Jim Brown. Jim Brown? You passed? And they didn't get you the first time, Jim? Are you on?
Yeah, I already voted no.
Okay, Jim voted no. Thank you. All right, very good. And Andrea Turner? Is that on? Oh, here's Andrea. Andrea, within a minute's approval? Okay, you say yes. Okay, Nancy Sullivan, that's yours?
Abstain.
Okay, you're staying. All right, so we have three abstentions. Seven, no, and we have 12 yes. All right. So we got all 22 votes. All right. So minutes.
I was off of the call trying to, I was muted at the time. When you said Andrea, yeah. When you said Andrea Turner, I was just saying, yes, that's who I am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So my vote is no.
Oh, okay, Andrea Turner's board is on. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So it's 11 yes.
It was hard getting back here. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you. So it's 11 yes, 8 no, and 3 abstention.